Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We had last week, we ended off really on the Tana Rabbanan, on the Adalat of Beis, we had the Tana Rabbanan. But there it says, the Brisa says, that Bishash Shchita, Kishiv Lecha Chatzi Zayis, at the time of the Shechita, he had a machshava to eat a chatzizayis chutzlis mano, and he wanted, and he said, had another machshava at the time of the Zrika. The thing is that it becomes pigo. Mideshe Shechita, Zrika, mitstarfen. The Shechita and the Zrika are mitstarif to make them sul pigo. Even though each one by itself is not able to be mefagel, because you're thinking of a chatzizayis, but you're able to be mitzdarif to both machshavas. That's by shechita and zrika. And then it says, ikad yami shechita zrika, the tarvayo batira in ein kabbalah v'halacha, in kabbalah v'halacha layin. There it works. But if let's say you have a machshavas pigol and chatzizayis for kabbalah, and halacha, that it's not able to be mitzdarif. And the other version is that he could do that too. Bikit yamri, hanach the merachakon, the koskein, hanach the mekarvan. This is the din that we have over here. You can be mitzarif two avaydas, even though each avayda by itself is not right to be, it's not right to be considered a maisa pigo. Because each one was a machshava only on a chatzi zayis, and each one being a machshava only on a chatzi zayis is not right to be to be mafagel. The mele you can't be, the mele you can't be mitzara the shechita with the zrika. I mean, you shouldn't, but the maisa you can. Maybe the chiddush of the brisa is maybe it would not be able to because each one by itself it doesn't work. Chiddush of the brisa is that you're able to have mitzara the shechita and the zrika. Together, the combination of each one of them, both of them together, is able to be mefagel. We asked the kasha and the whole havada of this din, because in the din of the lumdus of how pigul is working, we see a fundamental machlekes in Rishonim. Machlekes we have between the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, and Gittin. When they asked the kasha, by kayanim shepigul bemigdash, why is it, it says that you're able to be mefagel as long as it's a hezek, if you hezek shena nikar would be shmei hezek, it can be mefagel. It works out for then it hezek shena nikar. If hezek shena nikar is a deraisa, it can be a deraisa. If it's a drabon, it'll be a drabon. But, it's one thing, it's all totally in the din of hezek shena nikar, but of course it's a maisa hezek. On the other hand, let's say it was not a maisa hezek, it was only a psul that came by yedei machshavah. Then it's going to be totally, it's a grama, maybe garmi. It could be able to be chayiv, but it's not going to be totally in the din of hezek shena nikar. Comes the Ramban and kutras dinat garmi, and the Rashba, the Ritva. But they said this, they're asking, why is this not a case of dinat garmi? Why is it totally, if the psul is only a psul of machshava, so it's going to be totally grama and garmi, there's no maisa hezek. The shechita mitzadatma was a good shechita. What's the chesaron? The chesaron is only a chesaron in the machshava. No, for machshava, machshava is totally in the gavin dinim of dinim the garmi. It's totally not totally in that. Dibur, but it doesn't make a difference. Machshava or dibur. I'm saying machshava can be dibur. It doesn't make a difference. The dibur is the same thing. Rashi, you're right. Rashi holds its dibur. Taisus holds dibur also in common places, but it doesn't make a difference. The gabinis doesn't make a difference. But, so they come and they say that the psul that we have by pigol is not a psul of machshava or dibur. Psul is because when the person thinks the machshava psula, or in the time of the shechita, it's a din of a shechita mfagelus. The shechita is the thing that's amazing. Just like you have a din, tabachuman, tabachuman shekilkel, tabach, That also makes a mistake in the Mais Shechita. It's a Mais Masik. In which case, over here we have also what it is, it's a Mais Masik. It's a Shechita, that's Masik. It comes on your day of Sula Machshava, but the Machshava has the Kayach to engender and to infuse into the Mais the Kayach that the Shechita becomes a Shechita of Vangelis. And therefore, it's a Mais Hezek. It's not going to be called a Grama and Garbi. And therefore, what we have over here is a, when we talk about the psul of pigle, the psul of pigle is a psul of bison. It's a psul of a bison hezek, and that's why the did is a pen of shapingle in English. This is, shaloli shma is something else. Shaloli shma is never, we're talking about what pigle is. Shaloli shma could be also the same thing. That Rashi is a shvera Rashi, because Rashi over there has the case, because he calls it pigle, but he doesn't mean a pigle over there. Rashi uses the term pigle. It's a borrowed, rather, if anything, it's a borrowed a concept that we have from a Gemara Menachos. That's what Sholishma uses the term pigle. Yeah, but it's not. Yeah. Again, but that's not real pigle anyway. That's Sholishma. But you can use the term pigle, but the pigle we're talking about is Machshava Chutz Lizmana. That's not a deficit. That's what everybody is over there. What the Rashi means. It's not the pigle. We're talking about the dinner pigle, which is kind of curse. At least, even if a chutz lizmana could be the same thing also, but adchid curse. But it's not the dinner shalom lishma. When we talk about this din, so according to the way the Rashba learns, the Ramban, the Dina, the Garmi, they're talking about a psul of a maisa shchita or a maisa zrika, that kayach is a kayach to be mefabio. On the other hand, Taisus and Bava Kaba and the Kuf asked the Kasha also, and he wants to know why Pigle's not totally a Dina de Garmi. So Taisus answers, Enochadami, maybe it should be, but that's the Chiddush, the Gzer, special Gzer Sarkozov by Pigle, that it has the quality, it has the power of a Maisa, even though it's not a Maisa. And therefore, it's not going to be totally the Dina de Garmi. Special Din. You're right, the lumpness is not the lumpness of the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva. It's a din there, but Avo became, that's what the, part of the Xeris HaKosov of Pigle, that in spite of the fact that it's going to be, in spite of the fact that it's only a Psul Makshava or Dibur, Avo became it has to connect to be befound, all to go to Baisa Amazik anyway. Which means that we have two fundamental different Havanis in the lumpness of how Pigle is working. It's Pigle, a din that with the Machshava, you infuse into the Maisa itself, a din that the Maisa now has the power to go and be Mazik, to be Mefagel. It's a Shechitam Fagelis. Or the Bi'ur Advarim is the backdrop that we have for the Machshava to be to Pasol, the backdrop is during the time of the Avodah. But it's not that the Avaida, the Shechita doesn't. You're during the process of the Shechita. If you go and you're Mefagel Chutz Lizmana, that's a legitimate backdrop for your Machshava to make the Psul. Within the context, within that scenario of a Kayin that's doing the Avaida, he has the Kayin to go be Mefagel with the Machshava alone. Okay, we have that way. So if you learn that it's only a Psula Machshava, I have no problem with that. Maybe before we even get to that, maybe that's something else that we said last week. And that is, the Gemara Zvachim says, let's say a person is Mefagel by the Shechita. The Gemara says that he does not get Malkus. He does not get Malkus because it's a Lav Shem B'Maisa. If you hold that it's a Psula Makshava alone, we hear that. But if you hold the lav is the lav of Vayechoshev, but if you hold that it's the Shechita that's Mefagel, the Zrika is Mefagel, why is that called? And why is that called a lav sheim bo maisel? It's a lav sheish bo maisel. In which case, so we have to be mechalik. Maybe in a chadami, the soul of the pigle, the maisel hesek is about it did in the maisel, but the lav of Vayechoshev. The lav of lo yechashev is to have a machshava psula. Even though once you do it, you have the kayach to pasul it. You infuse it. he refused the Maisa with that Shem, but Afa became, the love is different. The love is not. Don't do a shechita up fagelis. No. The love is don't have machshavas psulis at the time of doing the various aspects of the avodah. And therefore, the love is not necessarily in sync with what the psul of machshava of what pigul really is. Kari, you would have to say, azabart, the number to say explain, if you're the home, like the Ramban and the Ritva, why is it that it's able to be called the love shebo baisa? But what we have over here is, wait. Let's say you hold the psuls of psul of machshava alone. Then we can hear, let's say you have a psul of machshava to eat a chatzi zayis chutzutz ba'ano by the shechita. Alright. Now what? You have a machshava to eat a chatzi zayis at the time of the shechita. Sacha kol, you had a machshava to eat a kezayis chutzutz ba'ano. And you can be mitzaref one to the other. I have no problem with that. But if you hold that it's a din in the shechita, let's say, did you do a shechita fagelis? No. Then you did a machshava until the time of the shrika to eat chatzi zayis. Did you do a shrika fagelis? No. So what's this here? Mitzaref two things that each one by itself is nothing. The shechita is not a shechita fagelis. The shrika is not a shrika fagelis. So you take two things and each one is meaningless. How do you do that? That's each one is kosher. Each one has no intrinsic quality to be able to be mefagel. So what's this thing? How can you be mitzar of two things? How can you be mitzar of two things like this? With whoever has no merter of here, what is it? How does it work? Again? Yeah.
It's really a hash of the
Zvita
Sadam.
It's a din of the Sadam. Yeah.
It's a whole
lot of
Shavana.
Right. But it's a din in the Maisa Shchita. I'm not 100% sure what you mean, but I think it demands you have to say it sharply. I don't think it's possible the way you're saying it. I think okay, what? Just because the shechita is mekadesh the dam does not mean that it's not the same thing. It's not the same maisa as rika. It's as what has to do with dam. Therefore, what? But what's a maisa shechita? What's a maisa as rika? Wait. All right. I hear what everybody's saying. Everybody's saying a chilek. That by me is like it's a chilek that they're not mechalek. I don't think they're mechalik at all. I don't think it's a similarity in the fact that there is, that has to do with Dab. I don't think the mechils combine everybody. I don't think it makes any sense. Okay. All right. But it's not masvik. I think what you see over here is, all right, gentlemen. I think what you see over here is, even if you hold that it's a din in the Maisa Shechita, that does not mean it's a din in the Maisa Shechita per se. It's not like a person does a Shia in the Shechita, or he does a Hagraba in the Shechita. That's a din in the Shechita. A person goes and he makes a Shehiya in the Shechita. He makes a Hagraba in the Shechita. Many of the Chavi Shilcha Shechitas that he goes and he does, that those are din in the Shechita per se. Those psulim have nothing to do with zrika or anything like that. Those are dinim in the Maisa Shechita. When we say it's a din in the Shechita, it's Shechita, but not Shechita as opposed to any of the other avodas. It's Matzvegeya, one aspect of the avoda. When we say it's a din Shechita Fagelis, what we really mean is, according to these Rishayim, avada it's a din, it's not a machshava. That the role of the avayin is merely a backdrop for the machshava to be koyel. But it's a din, you infuse in the avoida, becomes a shechita, becomes an avoida pagelis. Not shechita pagelis, it's an avoida pagelis. Pashtetzach, because shechita is one part of the avoida, you have the kayak to infuse in the avoidas hakarbet Hashem, that now the maisa avoida becomes a maisa avoida pagelis. Now, it's a shechita, that avoida pagelis does not have the kayak to be befagel. But let's say you are mamshich, that the avayda now is not an avayda of fagels only in a chatzi zayis. You're going to do another maisa to do an avayda, to make an avayda in another chatzi zayis. La maisa, did you infuse in the avayda a machshava to eat a kezayis chutzlizmano? That you did. If you're telling me that it's a din in the maisa shchita that's mefagel, you did nothing. You tell me it's a din of Maisa Zrikin, that's Mephagel, you did nothing. But if you tell me it's a din of the Maisa Avaida, that's Mephagel, the Maisa, did you do a Maisa Avaida, that's Mephagel, and a whole Zayas? That you did, you were Mamshach. But again, the fact that the Shechita is a Chedek of the Avaida, the Gabe, that you certainly were Mephagel one half, and now if you continue being Mephagel in another aspect of the Avaida, by there you did an avayda on a chasizayis. So that means, sochakol, you've made the avayda into an avayda pagalis and a chalkezayis. Kadad, you hear what we're talking about? Yeah. That's a big difference. If you told me it's a din in the shechita per se, then it has no berter. Y'all did a zrika per se, it has no berter. But if the shechita is mefagel only because of the fact that the shechita being a chelik of the avayda, that has the kayach of representing the avayda with the maisa shechita as part of the avayda. Therefore, you infuse in the avayda ayadei the shechita of a maisa pigol and a chatzis zayis. You can be mamshach that with another avayda. Was it with another avayda and a chatzis zayis? And now sochakol, what do you have? You have an avayda fagelis and a chatzis zayis. That it would be able to be mefagel. That's the reason that it would be able to work. Similar, like we brought by the Ran. The Ran is the Kasha, the Rosh is the Kasha, the Dharam. By Payan Kaidim Shepiglu Mimigdish, the Ran asks the Dharam, Love and Vav. Yes, how can he go another Kaidim be mefagel? Why is Einan of Isaac Dabi Shed Shalom? So the Ran answers, and the Ran says, because he did it on Yedei Maisa. The Rosh does not answer that. The Rosh answers a whole different thing. What is this machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh? Whether it's called Eina Maisa Davar Sheni Shalom, Ayinei Maisa, or it's not. We hear very well. According to the Rosh, it's not called Ayinei Maisa. The role of the Maisa is not to be mefagel. The role of the Maisa is merely to set up the backdrop for the Machshava to be able to do it. Eina Maisa Davar Sheni Shalom. According to the Ran, it's called that you're answering a Yedei Mice. The Mice is a Mice of a Fagel. The Mice is the one that answers. No, that's called the Mice. That already we hear very well. But even if we're saying that it's a din of the Mice, it doesn't mean it's a Mice of a Fagel. Because Shechita, as Shechita is of a Fagel. Shechita is Avada, it's a Mice of a Fagel. Because Shechita is a Chelik of the Avada. What's Negeya? The avoidance of carbon, the avoidance of carbon is able to manifest itself that the mice should be a mice of fagel. The manifestation of that could be in Rabbi the Shechita, could be in the Shrika, could be in the Kabbalah, could be in anything, could be on any aspect of the avoidance. And either one of them becomes an avoidance of fagelis. Therefore, you're able to be mitzar of that. Mitzar of this chaluk of the avoidance with another chaluk of the avoidance. There's Chatzis Ayis, here's a Chatzis Ayis, that's the reason it'll be able to work.
Why
does
he want to make
sure that you can come on and law for this? So now the Shah is, what aspects of the Avodah can you be Mitzara? And a Hanabi. So the Gemara says, maybe the Shechita and the Shrika can do it, because they're both similar in the Avodah, the fact that it's the same type of role that we have in the Avodah, each one's a Matir. Ashenki the Kabbalah is not a matter the Gemara holds. And therefore, the Shah's what? That's a technical thing. What can you be mitzaref to make it into an avayda fagelis? They both have to be mayenis. They have, both have to be made the same thing. If you have to, if it's one chelik of the avodah, you want to be mitzayim with another chelik of the avodah. You can do that as long as they're made the same purpose. The tafkid of it. That is a whole different thing. The mechashvan avodah avodah is going to be totally another. The mechashvan may avodah avodah. There is a different thing of it. Where it's not pigle anyway over there. One of the limudim might come from pigle. Yeah. But it's not that the Mechashim Lavayda Lavayda, we're talking about because it's a Pigle. No, but again, it's not Pigle. The Shaila is just, if you hold that the Din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that Mechashim Lavayda Lavayda, where's the Mukkar for it? So what but Lashon comes that it comes from Pigle? Then the Gemara falls away from it. But it's not from Pigle, some from Avayda Zarfin, of something else, from Shalom Lishma, from Bailu, from the Din of Shini Bailu. What? But it's different. Thing. But we're talking about not be pigle. It's not going to be totally in bachashim avayda lavayda. What you have, what the machlokes that it might be totally on is that'll be another machlokes that's a polyaitse from this whole gather that we're talking about. This machlokes, the Gemara holds. One thing we do learn out from pigle. Let's say you would learn a person would go and he'd make the isra of takru basaku. And he would do his shechita. He would do his shechita al midas to do the zrika l'shem avodah zarah. That's where it says you would learn it out from pigle. You could do the same thing from pigle. Is that a common isra of takrubis, or does it not become an isra of takrubis akum? Does it become an isra of avodah zarah like takrubis with all the dinim? What? That's the Gemara in Chulin. In Labites, in Chulin, and in Tzvachim also in Dafyut. So the Gemara says, so it's depending on whether or not the mucker for that could be the din of pigle. Now, what is the din of Takru Misaku? It's Takru Misaku, we'd have the same flair by Takru Misaku. But a person goes and he does a shechita l'shem avodah zarah. Is it the pshat that the shechita of avodah zarah is the thing that makes it takrubis? Or does it mean it's the machshava, it's like a din of samuk for avodah zarah? What is that then? If you're going to learn it out from pigle, then it's going to have to come out with the same lumdus on pigle. Otherwise, how are you going to make a tzush from one to the other? If you hold, let's say, like the shechita of taisus and baba kama, that the din of pigle is a din in the machshava. All right, so the machshava, you have machshava to eat it, chutzlis vado. Fine. So that's what the din of the pigle is. Let's say the din of takrumis akum is worshipping ayyidei abaisa avayda abahema avayda zara, ayyidei shechting abahema l'shem de avayda zara. What's I'm doing? I can make a tushtot to that. That's a din of pigle, it's a new psula machshava, it's a din of avayda l'shem avayda zara. You go and you think, at the time of the shechita, I'm going to be zayrek in l'shem avodah zarah. That's called the shechita l'shem avodah zarah. That's not where does such a thing come from? Pigle? Pigle is just a din of machshava, not a din of mice. L'chayra, if you learn like that, it'll have to tell you that the love, I love this, and what the din of takrubis is. Which means that if you, however you're going to learn what the din by pigle is, that's going to be the linchpin in that explaining how the din of Takrubis works. If Takrubis works in a different way than Pigle, then you won't be able to learn out one from the other. On the other hand, if it does learn it, the working in the same way, then you wouldn't be able to learn it out like that. You go and you learn out, let's say, by Pigle, I'm thinking, I'm doing a shechita to go and be matir the Emurim tomorrow. Alright, so is that cool that you did a shechita's Pigle? Yeah, I was saying, if I have kavanah to do that by avodah zarah, you shechta the shame avodah zarah. But if the shot by pigle is a din of machshava, how can you learn out from Rabbi Yehuda? I have kavanah to do haktara seimurim the shame avodah zarah. I'm chayiv now for shechita the shame avodah zarah because I have a din by pigle the machshava kabbalah. What's one thing you have to do with the other? And the same way, if you learn like the Ramban the Rashba, then it's going to come out. It's going to have to line up the two things. In which case, a polyaitse of this machlaikis, it's megara another machlaikis. then how, what the lovedness of the din of Takruvah Sakum is going to be also. I think that's the beer advarb. I think that we went, that's the pshat in our Gemara. So it's going to be how you learn what the tziruf is. If you have a shechita, the shame, to eat a chutzlis bado, a chatzi zayis, and you then go and you think, with the zrika, of being mefagel, a chatzi zayis by the zrika. So it's mitzvarif. The shaila is, how is it mitzvarif? They're going to be tense in these two ways. How you learn the love of some people, whether or not, it's going to be able to be bizarre for whether you're not, you're willing to say love this in this or not. It's not a push in it in. It can be bizarre.
Why do we need the love this? Why can't, the same reason why the last came by myself.
Yes.
So it's bizarre because of Mashallah.
Because you're talking, the serum is going to make the halais of soul. The parents, you're making the chayv chorus. This chayv chorus, which is called with the soul. It's not going to be enough just because you did a Makshavah Psul. It's going to be over here, there's a Chalais Psul that's going to be called the carbon, and if you're going to eat the carbon, it's going to be a Chiv Karis. Well, how is that Chal? It's a Chal because of a Maisa Mazik. That's the love that some kind of Shepiglum in English, that there should be a Chiv Mamin, because you're a Mazik. So how does that work? What's it? Well, there are two things, right? What we can do, maybe Makshavah is it. Makshavah is Levi, she wanted to be Mitzar, Mitzarif. But not the Gabi the Shem Tzul, it's a Mazik. There's a Chalais Tzul that comes over here with it. So a Chalais Hezik that comes, I know this. So how's it working? If each one by itself is nothing. Each one by itself is nothing.
So, Ashkelon
said,
why? What?
Shita
versus the Shrika, it should work with
Kabbalah
too.
Forget about that, it's a Mazik. No, that's not, to that anyway, the Gemara holds that you keep it inside one to the other. Only certain things can you be mitzarev because they both have something in common. They both have common because their role in the avodah is not. That isn't totally in this. Listen, that's not going to be totally in this. The only thing is, I think maybe you do have a point. But if anything, I would say maybe it's a shikul raya the other way. Let me explain what I mean. Now that you're being behaviorist, Rabbi Yerlich is saying it's harder to understand what the Gemara means when it says you can be mitzarev the shechita and the zrika maybe, but you can't, or the Gemara, the different lashonos, can be mitzarev the kabbalah and the halacha, let's say. Now, if you're being, let's say the psul is like the Rajba, the Rambah, the Ritva, that you're being mitzarev, the Maisa Shchita Mfagel with the Maisa Shrikis Mfagel. Alright, we can hear. The Gemara says, why can you be mitzarev? A Shchita Mfagelas with a Shrika Mfagelas. Because they're both a Matir. Okay, can hear. Let's say you learn like Taisus of Baba Kaba, that the Psul is only a Psul of Makshav. What's this thing that it's doing by the Shchita? Not because the Shechita has anything to do with the making of the pingle per se. That's only something that provides the backdrop. It's not that the Shechita is the thing that's mefagel. It's not that the Zrik is mefagel. That's merely the excuse. The backdrop of it. Whatever it's to make, whether it's a matir, the other ones are not a matir. So it goes on, it's Shas HaVayda, and it's not, the Kabbalah is not the thing that's mefagel. The Halacha is not what's mefagel. The Zrik is not Mefagel. The Shrita is not Mefagel. So what do you mean Mitzarev? You're not being Mitzarev two things that have nothing to do with each other. It's only a backdrop anyway. So what they can say, why should it make enough Gemara and what you're using to be Mitzarev? From everything from the Gemara would be Mashma, that you're being Mitzarev, a Shrita with a Zrika, a Psuah with a Shrita with a Zrika, because there's a commonality that they have in the fact that they're both the same type of Avaida. I think that's, from the Gemara, if anything, you can hear very well that the reason that the gather of what the din is, when we talk about the pigle, is the dafke the other way. That it's the shechita, if you hold like the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, we can hear it very well. That's why it's going to make enough gemara what you're being mitzarev. But if you learn like Taisus and Bava Kama, what's it have to do? Uri, it's a very good time, I think. No? I think so. Think of anything. That's what you see over here. How to place the Baba Kama learn the whole Gemara? If anything, you can flip the whole Ali Yitris over here. How to place the learn the whole Gemara over here? Place the Baba Kama. What? All right. So now, what is the Gemara? What's the Gemara say? Let's take a look a little biter here now. So now, well, the Emes says we have a lot of, we have some of a problem here. The Gemara has, so what is the Gemara saying in the Tzirufim that we have? The Gemara says, maybe it can be mitzvah, the Shkita Uzrika mitzvahfen. Ika diyamri Shkita Uzrika, that they're both matirin. What does it mean they're both matirin? Shkita is a matir, why? What's a matir? What does it mean it's a matir? Zrika is a matir, of course. Zrika is a matir. But it's Mekadish Rashi, also it's Mekadish Tadam. So it's not, we're saying it's similar to a matir. It doesn't mean it's really matir. Rashi says, what does it mean the Shkita is a matir? The Shkita is there, like Rashi says, here we have again, that the Shkita is a matir. Why? Because it's Mekadish Tadam. Here we have, with Rashi say it again. Hey, it's Darfin. Why, Bishash Shkita, Astam Zavakai. Shkita is Rika Matiradina. Why? Shkita Kacha Ladam. The Shkita is Mekanish Ladam. The Yamra Bishili Pirkin. Now. It's all about it. But, so he doesn't mean it's really like a really about it. But it's good, Mekadosh Tadam. And Kabbalah is not Mekadosh Tadam. What do you mean Kabbalah? Kabbalah is also Mekadosh Tadam. But it says that it's Satan. The Kishkita, what does it mean the Shkita is Mekadosh Tadam? He doesn't want to learn Kipshuta that it's about there. We hear very well because of Rashi in? Correct. Very good. But Rashi in Chul. Rashi and Chula tells us, where's the Rashi again? Excellent. Where's that Rashi again? No. Chavtes, Rashi says, Kol Atzma v'ikrai, shall Shkita as Kachim is to be Mekadosh Tadam. Alright, we can hear that very well. Why did he say, because he needed to be Matir, the Yisra of Abraham and Achai? Because he also had it's not the union of the Shkita. The purpose of Shkita as Kodshim is not like Shkita as Kulam. Shkita as Kulam, according to Rashi, is Mivindimatir Eber Mirachai. But by Kodshim, it's not like that. We don't care that the Mehem is Eber Mirachai. So what? The Kodesh Eber, go ahead and make it Eber Mirachai. So what? What we are interested in is that the Shkita should be the Kodesh Adam. It's part of Avodas Adam. That's why Rashi holds. That's not Shkita. Rashi and Yuma holds that it's not an Avodah Tama. Shkita is not an Avodah Tama that would be Roy to be Mechayev Misa by Azar. It wouldn't be Roy to be that. When Rashi goes and he says that the only thing Rashi and Yuma is arrived for Rashi and Yuma and Chabdalit, where Rashi holds that it's not an Avodah Tama. Why is it not an Avodah Tama? Because it's the Tchilas Avodah Saddam. You need Kabbalah, get the whole thing, because you need Zrika. Because the whole thing is that I'm part of the Avodah Saddam. The Ramban, I say it's not like that, the Chumash. The Ramban holds that you need it to be Matar Nisar of Eifer Minachai. Even by Kodshim you'll need it, according to the Ramban. But alright, fine. But the Maisa, the Shkita is like, that's the reason he says over here, it's the Matanish Saddam. Well, what happened to Kabbalah? Why is Kabbalah not the same thing? What is the purpose of the Kabbalah? Kabbalah Saddam, the Gemara says also to be Mekadosh Tadam. But that's why he put it into a Klisharis. Right? That's the Gemara Saita. So maybe Kabbalah should also be considered a Matir. If you're telling me that the word Matir over here means it's Mekadosh Tadam, you have to say, by Kabbalah you'd say the same thing. That word says it in Saita. That the Kabbalah is also Mekadosh Tadam. The two different levels of Kabbalah. I mean, even for Shkita do it. It's a different level of Kabbalah. Before the Shkita was on, it also has Kedushas Aguf. Right? You have an Oila. The Oila has Kedushas Aguf. Now you know Shkita is Mekadosh Tadam. What do you mean? The Dab is Kaddish is part of the Oila anyway. The Teretz is put into a different level of Kedusha. Then the Gemara says, let's say You have to be kabbalah in Kli Sharis. That's Mekadosh Advaiter, a new level. So why isn't that called the Abater also?
What?
Halacha doesn't do that at all. That's a practical thing because you just bring it to the Mizbeah. But it is a Mitzvah, but still, Abater Saddam is not Mekadosh. But there are three levels of Kedusha to this Dam. There's the original Kedusha's carbon, Kedusha's Haguf. There's the Shechita, there's the Kabbalah. Only the Shechita that we're saying is about there. By Steister over here is because, I think the Miskarab, I don't have the Miskarab here, but I think what we see over here is, the fact that it brings it to a different level of Kedusha is not enough to be called a Matir. You have to be the Kaddish Nadab, it could be Gaimer the Kedusha, the Kabbalah, it adds to the Kedusha, but it's not a Matir in itself. Kabbalah, the Matir means you're starting from the Avodas HaKarbon. If you're just being Gaimer the other Avodah, you're starting with the Shechita, and now you're being Gaimer it, with a Kabbalah. That's not enough to be called a Matir. I think you have to say anyway. I don't know how the Briskerov learns. I don't know how the Briskerov learns it over here. But I know he is Stelzer. I don't know how he learns it.
Kabbalah is not
what's
the Kabbalah. It's the Kli. Kabbalah sets up the Kli.
Whatever it is, Kabbalah, it's the same Kabbalah that you're doing. Azar can't do that, right? That's the person that's the Kabbalah. It's called the Avaida. Azar can't do that. It's called the Maisa Kabbalah. So what? Yeah. He does it through the Kli. What about the Mincha? So by the Mincha, the Gemara says at the end, it doesn't make a difference. The same thing by a mitzvah, you're mekadosh the koibitz. First thing Gemara says that it's not a tushdelta there, to the case of Kabbalah Saddam. Then afterwards, the Gemara says that it is Kabbalah Saddam, Kabbalah koibitz. Could be the same thing. Where? Yeah? Yeah, the Kabbalah, it makes the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah of the Mincha is like Kabbalah Saddam. First thing Gemara says that it's Kabbalah Mincha, the koibitz. It's not like that. That's why the Gemara had to learn by the man Likut Levina. The Gemara wants to try to bring a right that Likut Levina is like Halacha. And the Gemara over there says also it's like to Halacha. But the Gemara in the end says you can't bring a raya from that, from the fact that something that's needed, that it's going to be able, that Ezar won't be able to do it. He won't be able, because maybe Mali, the Gemara's Mali, what's the difference? Over there, you did it by the Dab, you did it by the Koimitz. If you can do it over there by the Dab, that the Kabbalah has a Shem Kabbalah, you don't have to go ahead and make something up, something new to explain how it's working by the case of the Koimitz. But over here, so what Lamai said, Gemara says, then it's Mekadosh. Why? I mean, so why don't we call the Matir? I mean, he's Mekadosh, who's Mekadosh? If it falls in by itself, it's not going to work. I mean, it falls into the Kabbalah, to the Klishar, it's not going to work. It has to be that the Skabel, because Ayadei, a Kayin. Kayin does the Maisa Kabbalah. All right. So here, what we have over here is, that the Gemara says, Ikan the Amri, that meant you can't, Ahach Mitzar, Mavadi, you can be Mitzar of it over here. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Bahatani Levi, Arba Avaidus A Mitzar from the Pigos. Levi learned Vatani Levi. Arba Avaidus are not Mitzar from the Pigos. Shechita Ozrika Kabbalah Vahilacha. So then he says, you can't be Mitzar to make it. Each one's a Chatzis Ayas. You can't be Mitzar. Amar Avalaka HaRebi HaRabbanan makes an Afkamina, Rebi and the Rabban. The Sanya Shechet is our canvas. When we talk about the din of Shkitzei Atzeres, you shech the keves by the kvasim that we have by the Kitzei Atzeres, to eat by the Shtei Alechem, and you shepherd it to eat one of the chalas, a chatzi zayis. A shechet is our keves, lecho, chatzi zayis mechalazu. What? Yeah. What? Kabbalah Nabi Knesset Sadamically, Lishaisla Pirkahi. The Dam Sakin Mikachalai. Can you have it beside Pirkin?
Completely, you don't even come up with the answer.
You do any Kabbalah. Is that what it means? Yeah. Huh? No, yeah. Not my insight at this point. But it's basically the Gemara. Gemara says, the Klisharis is Mekadosh. The Maisa Shechita is, of course, Mekadosh. Child is whether Maisa Shechita needs Klisharis or not. Or maybe it's the Avayda of the Shechita that's Mekadosh. But the Kabbalah certainly needs it. Kabbalah certainly needs it because it's in Klisharis. Yeah, the Kurban Shulchanah, how that works, right? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. The Shulchanah, whether that could only work because it's Klisharis or not. So, but Kabbalah certainly because of the Klisharis. Yeah. Hashem is like Kevin's Lechal Chatzi Zayas Mechalazu Mechain Chaber Lechal Chatzi Zayas Mechalazu. So what did he do here? Like he said, Teres. He shechted a kevis to eat a chatzi zayis from one challah, and he shechted the second kevis to eat a chatzi zayis from the other challah. Now, that is a real stretch. That's not at all like what we have here. Over there, what happened? Over there, it's a chatzi matir, right? Of course, nobody would hold over there, except for a mayor, maybe. But if you don't hold like for a mayor, but you've been fagla b'chatzi matir, there's no way that could be pigul deraisa, right? So the Gemara, because he did it from each kevis. You can't be mefagel, even if you had a machshava on a complete kezias, you wouldn't be able to be mefagel there by one kevis. So b'chatzi matir. But what do we have? So the Gemara says, Rachamu. Rabbi Aimer. Again. Hashem is a kevis, they eat a chatzi zayis b'chalazu. And then he shechts the other kevis. Lechol chatzi zayis mechalazu. Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, shezeh kosher. He also is kosher. Why is it kosher? Yeah, listen. Amalei Abaye, Omer, the Shabbos lay the Rabbi, chatzi mater v'chatzi achilum. Yeah, of course Rabbi holds like that. First of all, the machshava you're thinking on is a chatzi zayis. Well, beside Hasheni, the thing that you're being mefagil in, you only be mefagil in one matir. In a chatzi matir. You can't, if you want to do anything, every case that we had by the kvasim, it have to be, you have to do whatever machshava you have by one kevis, you have to have the other kevis. Otherwise, you can't do it. Unless you don't like Rebbeir, mefagel b'chatzi matir. If you don't hold like that, you can't be mefagel there anyway. But Tzad Gemara is aiming to sham b'chatzi matir, b'chatzi achilum, kulo matir, b'chatzi achilum, b'shabes lay. He wouldn't hold like the meat he held there. He holds over there. But the Gemara is coming. The Gemara over here is coming to talk about a case where it's a complete matir. Remember the Gemara over here, what did we bring over here? The Gemara, Omar Rava, we had a kasha where it says, Eid mitzarfen. Then Rava says, La kasha, Harevi harabonu. Revi would hold that there's not mitzarfen. Well, what do you mean it's not mitzvah? According to Rebbe. Of course, in Rebbe's case, it's not mitzvah because it was only a chatzi matir. That's not like our case. B'shamas lay. Chatzi matir against chatzi achila. Kulo matir, but chatzi achila b'shamas lay. You don't say, according to Rebbe, that he would disagree with anything we said before. I'm like, Rava barav chadav abaye. The east lay the Rebbe, kulo matir, but chatzi achila. If Rebbe would hold that way, what's the raya? If Rebbe would hold that you could make, if you hold, if Rebbe holds that a kula matir and a chatzi achila would, you would hold that it's no good, it's not going to be mefagel. Why not? Ligzar chatzi matir and chatzi achila. Then you should be geyser even a chatzi matir and chatzi achila. Or the kula matir and chatzi achila matir and chatzi achila. If Rebbe holds that he can work and he can even take a whole matir with a chatzi achila and make that puzzle, then you should be able to make a gzeira even of a chatzi matir. What a gavaldik leap. What a spectacular leap for the bar to ask the kasha of that. Why? So why is the bar asking us our kasha? Rabbi Yaisi goes to Rabban and Gazri. Because Rabbi Yaisi goes to Rabban and Gazri. Who's Rabbi Yaisi and who the Rabban and Rabbi Yaisi goes out, like we learned this time? Let's say in the first Mishnah, we learn, Lahakter Levainas Alabachar. He has Kavanah to be Makrib the Levainah Alabachar. He makes a Kmitza and he has Kavanah to be Makrib the Levainah Alabachar. Rabbi Yaisi Amr Pasalme Bakaris. This is our Rabbi Yaisi in the first Mishnah we have in the Perek. Not like the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yaisi holds, because the Levainah is not a chelik really for the Mincha. And therefore he holds that you're not going to be able to be Mefagel. But he does all because of Pasul. What's that psul? We really didn't elaborate on that part. Why does Rabbi Yaisi hold in the first Mishnah that is Pasul? Not Pasul Midaraisa. It's going to be Pasul Midarabbanan. Why is it Pasul Midarabbanan? So the Gemara holds, Rabbi has the right that he must have made Xer. The Eva Gars, Vachab by Rapigal, Vachayav and Olaf Karis. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, holds that the whole Theotoki, the Levina, and the kaivus is all the same kli, and therefore it's able, it's one big entity, and therefore you make it as a chief chorus for the pigle. Rabbanan, so what do we hold over here? It must be because Rabbi Yaisi is geyser. Even it's something which by itself would not be right for pigle, he holds that it's going to be right for pigle because that's the xaver. Rabbanan nami gazri. This lad, what about this? Pigle the kaivus, malayva levaida. Rabbanan hold, let's say it's mefagel by the behit. Remember now, it's tricky over here. If you learn like Rashi, you learn like the Rabbah. Pigul mekaimitz, according to the way Rashi learns over here, pigul mekaimitz v'lon v'levayna, or v'levayna v'lon mekaimitz. Rabbei raimer pigul v'chayavet al afkaris, v'chot v'mein mokaris, v'chayafagel v'chol amatir. This is talking about the Akhtara, according to Rashi. The Akhtara of the Kaimitz and the Levaida. That's a problem of the Fagla Bechatzi Matir. It's going to be totally the Rebbe and the Rabbanan. As opposed to the Rabbah holds that even in a case where you bid the Kaimitz and the Likud Levaina, and the Levaida is going to be a Chatzi Matir. Because according to the Rambam, let's say you would go and you would think, I'm going to eat the Shirayim Chutz Lizmano, and therefore, when I'm doing the Maisa Kmitza now, I'm doing it with the intent of eating the Shirayim of the Mincha Chutz Lizmano. Like the Rambam, that's not Pigol, unless you're Mefago by the Levina also. Let me hear you, Clark. This is one of the things that we said the first couple of weeks, that we spoke about. Rashi learns that no, being doing the act of the Kemitza alone is not a Chatzimata, it's a complete Matir, according to Rashi. The Haktara is a different, the Haktara of the Kaimitz is a Chatzimata, according to Rashi. We'll have to explain this more. Everybody, this is clarified by everybody, I think, right? Alright. Yeah, you're neg. I have no problem with explaining it again. But everybody remembers what knows what I'm talking about over here. Yeah, you're not. Hanan? Yeah, you sure? Don't be ashamed. B'chavi b'ayver mein b'al karis ha'chi yifagda b'chol ha'matu. M'lei ha'chi yashta. B'ishlei b'hasam gaza rab yaisi kaimitz de levayda atu kaimitz de mincha. All right. And the rab yaisi in our Mishnah holds that it's not able to be b'fagi al-babish with the chiv karis. But he's meant, of course not, because according to him, the Levina is not really part of the Mincha. That's the Lashon that he uses. On the other hand, but he makes a Xerah that it should be possible. He makes a Xerah of the Kaimitz of the Levina, of the Kaimitz of the Mincha. How much Levina do you put into it? The Kaimitz, right? How much Levina is there? I don't mean the Evid. How much Kaimitz do you need to be Matir, to be Matir? But how much Levina do you start out with in the Bisa? The Kaimitz. The way we all do it, we ask. Not like Rav Shimon. Well, it depends. They hold like Rav Shimon, Rav Yudah, and Rav Yaisi. Three-way machlokes. But according to the Rabbanan Gazri, and then we hear that also, Kaimitz, Atu Kaimitz, the Minchas Chayte. You know why they would hold that in a case where he did the Haktara of the, Kaimitz. Without the Haktara of the Levina, he was Mefagel. He could become possible. Why? Because of Xera, Otto, or the Mincha that does not have Levaida. That would make sense, but they made such Xera. What Mincha does not have Levaida? There's no Levaida, there's a lav. You can't be put Shemin, you can't put Levaida there. Levaida, Otto, Levaida. Levaida, Otto, Levaida. Otto, Levaida, Habama Vazichin. And let's say he was Mefagel only by the Levaida. And he was not mefagel by the kibitz. It's also a psul derabbanan. Not to what? Not to levaida. That's bought by the bazichin by lacham upon him. That they are mefagel by that. That makes sense. He can make such a gzeira. Akmasim nami kevis unto kevis chavero. You can extend the psul kevis unto kevis chavero. Let's say he went and he added a psul by the other kevis. And bazach also unto bazach chavero. Let's say he added the machshava by the other bazach by the bazicha levaida. Elahacha. But over here, what are we talking about? What are we talking about here in this case that we were talking about? Where you did what? You refag only by one of the klasim in a chatzi achila. Elahacha miika chatzi matir. The chatzi achila bialma. The lake of elixir. In the case that Rebbe was talking about, what did you do? You were thinking about me, Mefagel, in one of the klasim, in the hat, in the hefne achila. And I'm mistaken, the time of the Rabbanin. Mishum achihu, tiktani, the time of the Rabbanin, that's the reason that they always pass on tiktani seifa. Seifa that maidim chachamim le Rabbi Meir, beminchas chayte, beminchas kenais. When they argue with Rabbi Meir, they say, that they are minded by a minchas chayte, where there is no shevet and levaida, or a minchas kenais, minchas chayte, shem pigel bekaimetz, shem pigel that it is pigel, even though, right, that it's a regular pigel, chayavet on karis. Why? Shakaimetz, who am atir? The kaimetz itself is the matir. So how lovely, why did I have to say that at all? What's it adding the minchas chayte over here all of a sudden? A lovely the beast they cloud, pshita, mika matar achrina. What all of a sudden we're talking about the mafagla mechatsi matar? Now you bring in mechas chayta and mechas chayta. It's not the, yeah, it's all there is. It's a dover pasha. Elalav hakamash malan. The time of the kaimitz, mishum the ikka kaimitz, the mechas chayta and the damilei. The reason why, according to the Rabbanan, there's a psul the Rabbanan. Even though it's a chatzi matir, it's only because there's a case that we have that will be the exact same case like this where it's not a chatzi matir. So your guys are in this case up to that case where it's not a chatzi matir. And therefore, that's the reason why it is. And therefore, by our case that we have over here, it wouldn't be a taida, if it would be a tushno really to our case over here. In the Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan come, and the Rabbanan say that there is such a psul, it's only based on the fact that there's another, that there's something similar to it, that there's something to be geyser onto that. But in our case, it's not going to be like that. Here you have ochesritis, you're thinking about a chatzi matir, you're about a chatzi achila, and you're doing it in a case of a chatzi matir where there's nothing that compares to it, that you should make it absurd to make it possible because of that reason. What? I don't know. Yesh Ladud on that.
Why? Why not? Why did it not?
It wouldn't even. I don't know. The Rabbanan could come and do that. The Pashtus would be like the way you're saying. The Pashtus would be the way you're saying. Maybe I need a raya to it. Could be an interriot to it. In the case where you had a psul begufo, that the whole psul begufo would be a psul de rabbanit, does that need straight for it as an edi bersur? Legitimate shayla. Good shayla. Yeah. Alright. Maybe, next time, we'll start right away, I think, with the Mishnah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maamar Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.